The Safe and Successful Youth Initiative, a violence prevention program aimed at young men between the ages of 14 and 24 in Massachusetts gateway cities, is at risk of losing its funding from the state. The Senate has funded the program in its budget for fiscal year 2014 at $4 million, $6 million less than what was allocated for the 11 communities participating last year, which includes Springfield and Holyoke in the western part of the state. The House budget proposal includes no funding for the SSYI program. The program was first announced in May 2011 by Governor Deval Patrick's administration and worked with lawmakers to create laws that would hold so-called high-impact individuals more accountable for gun violence and would employ key community-based strategy. The SSYI focuses on deterring youth impacted by violence with employment opportunities, education, and support programs, creating peaceful communities through youth leadership and out-of-school programs. It also facilitates community re-entry programs and focuses on getting guns off the street. Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse said that as one of the 11 communities participating in the SSYI, it's already made an impact on the safety of the community by reducing gang violence.
To lose this funding would very much impact the way we address public safety issues here in Holyoke, because obviously we have limited resources, and those resources need to go towards patrol officers and whatnot. We've been able to use our resources creatively, but these funds through SSYI have allowed us to tackle public safety from a more comprehensive angle.
The SSYI Advocacy Coalition was recently formed to communicate with lawmakers to continue the program at full funding. At a press conference earlier this month, coalition members from across the state came together to make their case for the program. In a video posted to YouTube, a man identified as Ivan, who worked with service members at Straight Ahead Ministries in Lynn, shared his experience with the SSYI program.
After doing 4 years in 2008 and coming home 2012, you know, I thought it was time to change, leaving my daughter out there. You know, after working with Straight Ahead 8 months ago, that's when I accepted their help. And, you know, stopped gang banging 6 months ago.
According to the SSYI advocacy group, since the program was created, aggravated assault offenders aged 14 to 24 in SSYI communities dropped 14%. 14 to 24-year-old homicide victims dropped 46%. SSYI identified 1,408 proven at-risk youth, and 1,058 were contacted. The fate of the program now lies in state budget negotiations between members of the House and Senate. Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield said that she hopes that her fellow lawmakers can not only restore full funding to the program, but eventually work to expand it to other gateway cities, including Pittsfield. She said that it puts cities and towns at a disadvantage to pull the rug out from under a program that requires so much effort and has been proven effective.
When we invest in youth in particular, we have to be invested for the long term. And when we just go from one program to the next, we don't have enough time to build foundations. And one of the reasons I really like this program in particular is that it's not just giving funding to one program. It's built on collaboration. You have to show and prove that you have partners that you're working together with to wrap services around these youth. And that's why I think that if we stick with it, we are going to see a great deal of success.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.